I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. The majority party has made this a virtual legislative session. How does that affect the people's access to democracy?
I think we've kind of gone a little bit overboard with limiting folks' access to the Capitol building, with having all remote testimony for our hearings. Not everyone would take advantage of the opportunity to go to Olympia, to contact their legislator directly, or to watch floor action directly, or to participate in a hearing directly. They deserve that right. That is something that should be part of open and transparent government. So we had some disagreements with the majority as we set the rules. They are the majority, so they got their way ultimately. But we made a strong argument for better access and more transparency.
The first vote taken by the Senate was to indefinitely extend some of Governor Inslee's temporary proclamations. Then the Senate Budget Committee had a hearing on the governor's income tax bill. Does that tell us anything about how this session will go?
The first item up other than the governor's proposed budget was his proposal for a capital gains income tax. I think the majority is feeling like they may have the votes for this long sought after new tax on our state citizens, and I worry about that. We're pushing hard against it, making the best case, explaining why it's simply not necessary, that our budget, surprising, you know, for me and many, but based on where we were 6 months ago, but is in very good shape. We're balanced over the next 4.5 years. It looks like we'll actually have a significant ending fund balance after continuing all the services that are currently paid for in the state budget. So I see no reason for additional revenue of any sort. Our business community is already under a lot of challenges during a pandemic, and this is the wrong time to load them up with an additional tax. And we'll push back. We know that historically the voters of the state of Washington have repeatedly struck down an income tax, and we doubt they feel any differently about this one.
You're working on a bipartisan bill to get restaurants and gyms open back up. Tell us about that.
I have a bill I sponsored, and Senator Mark Mullett from up in Issaquah has co-sponsored, to get our restaurants and our fitness centers back open in response to the governor's shutdown that's now gone on for 2 months. These are small, often family-owned businesses around our state that have struggled during the pandemic and this shutdown that, based on what we've seen, is not based on data or science. That they have proven that they can open, in at least in a limited capacity, safely, and they ought to have the opportunity to do so. This has caused a lot of frustration, frankly, some despair in communities around our state, certainly in my community, as they fight to maintain their livelihoods. We're going to have a hearing Wednesday. I encourage folks to testify. It's important that the majority hears just how hard the situation is for folks in the restaurant industry and the fitness industry around our state.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.